Last month, ISIS terrorists attacked the ancient monastery of St. Catherine's in Egypt's Sinai Desert. This is the same religious shrine that has a decree of protection issued by the Prophet Muhammad himself and valid until the end of days. If there is any place that should be immune from a jihadist violence, this is it. Yet on Palm Sunday of this year, more than 40 worshippers were slaughtered. In the latest in a series of terrorist incidents, 26 people involving 10 children were killed and 25 wounded in an attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christians south of Cairo who were on a prayer vigil. Local media reported that between 8 and 10 gunmen dressed in military uniforms fired indiscriminately at the bus. Obviously, the terrorists had clear goals in mind. One, they wanted to demonstrate that the government does not have the ability to deter terrorism. Two, the attack was a way to discourage tourism, the major source of revenue in the country. Three, by making this incident distinctly religious, it is believed that this would cause defections from the secular impulse in the country. Religious freedom is clearly being threatened in Egypt, a condition that goes back 50 years ago to the publication of Sayyid Qutb, Islamic theorist and member of the Muslim Brotherhood. This trend applies throughout the Levant, where secular nationalism has had to compete with the orthodox stance of radical Islam. General Nasser walked a fine line between the two positions by evoking a sense of national pride. But when his regime descended into pan-Arabism and economic collapse, secularism suffered as well. In the Middle East, it is apparent that what is dormancy is not death. President el-Sisi is a pious Muslim who cautions against the extremism within his faith. Those who want to weaken him do not fully understand the political alternatives. Removing loathsome dictators, as was the case in Iran, Libya, and Iraq, does not yield the blossoming of a new spring, but rather extremist forms of religion, far more destructive than the regimes replaced. Radical elements do understand the meaning of replacement. A pathway to Islamic Egypt lies in the bullseye on Sisi's back. Western goals in the region invariably refer to Ataturk's secularization program in Turkey. But while Ataturk's influence was profound, President Erdogan has disinterred religious ideas, imposing them in a manner that would have been unthinkable before 2002 when he was first elected. Religion may have been in a long slumber in Turkey, but it is now awakened and playing a profound role. The challenge for Middle East leaders is the maintenance of religious beliefs within limits imposed by modernity, along with secularization that doesn't trample religious observance. Sisi, to his credit, understands this goal. Perhaps that explains why he is a threat to Islamists. In his case, dedication to his faith is real, but it's not a faith imposed on the Egyptian people. Surely, as critics contend, the blasphemy laws are not applied fairly to non-Muslims, and this may be true. Nonetheless, the balance his government has achieved, however imperfect, is a veritable model for the region and the best hope for stabilization.